This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, another week in the books, in the doldrums of the automotive industry. I'm Alan Taylor, and my friend BJ Colleen joining us from the Automotive News Desk. If you listen very carefully, you can hear her ticking away on her Well, what is it? A computer? I was going to say typewriter.
Typewriter.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't had one of those for 20 years.
Typewriter. What's that? Oh, my gosh. So, BJ, hi. How you been? How's your week been going and all that kind of stuff?
Well, hi, Alan. Since this is the beginning of the week, it's going pretty well. But my last week was good, and the sun is shining, and it's getting warmer in Las Vegas, and that just makes me happy.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, my mom passed away, as you know, and I'm still kind of coming out of the, what do you call that? And it is kind of a doldrum. If you know what a doldrum is, for those who don't, it's when you're sailing and there's just no wind to move you along, that's called a doldrum. And I have a bit of a doldrum in my mind where I feel a little bit numb. You know, I'm 60 years old. My mom was almost just a few months shy of 90, the happiest woman you'd ever want to meet. When she was in the ER, she fell and broke her hip. She was singing. And I thought to myself, where does this spirit come from in a human being? She raised five kids in the 50s and 60s with no help whatsoever because my dad and mom moved away from all their family and they had no help. Think about it. Changing diapers and washing them, right? Having to have safety pins to hold them together and five kids, 2 years apart all the way along. My mom was 5 foot two, eyes of blue, a little tiny Southern gal from Birmingham, Alabama. My dad's a British man from London, which makes me again George Costanza because I'm confused. I'm kind of a redneck Jew, if you know what I mean. But yeah, my mom, her spirit was such a firecracker, you know, and almost 90. She lived a nice long life. So, you know, I don't know, maybe I just give a little tribute to my mom. I love her. I know she's in a better place now. And looking at the world today, I'm ready to go there myself, if you want to know the truth. It's like,
well,
this
you'll see her again at some point.
Oh, I know, I know.
In the far, far future.
Yeah, but I get a little numb. And thanks to my friends like yourself and all the people that I get to have on the show here, you guys help me out tremendously. Because you get in like a... you know, you crawl into a little cave sometimes. And I think this whole pandemic is doing that to many people, you know, that we're stuck in our own little man caves and woman caves. And we're so, God created us as very, you know, people. We like to be around each other. And all of a sudden, everything says, don't be around people, wear a mask, don't touch them, don't shake their hands, don't hug. You know, it's like, wow. So yeah, it's a weird time in history. And then these poor automakers, God bless them. They're trying so hard. Last week we talked about the Infiniti QX55 where they brought it in a trailer and they did the reveal to the automotive journalist where you have to, you know, they make you say, all right, this information is embargoed. You can't talk about it till this date. And it's not easy for us big mouths to keep our mouths shut, but they trusted us. And we did, you know, Harvey Briggs and I talked about it. We couldn't talk about the drivability of it and all that because that was embargoed. But, I mean, it's a hard time. I don't care who you are, what you manufacture. The only ones that are really doing good right now are the mask makers and the hand sanitizer makers. You know what I mean? It's like
yes, and the people are making the vaccine, too.
And
they're doing okay.
Right. And, by the way, they got let off the hook. They have no liability if something goes wrong. So it's a perilous world right now. You know what I'm saying?
But so. I think it always has been. I just think we're more aware of it now. You know, it's like if things happen, people will survive. They'll go on. And, you know, it's that's the way of the world. You know, until the meteorite hits the earth and knocks us off our axis, then we're going to be we'll just keep plodding along. That's all you can do as a human being. Right.
Right. Well, I was looking for Gaynor. I think it was Gaynor that did I Will Survive.
Gloria Gaynor. Yep. I Will Survive.
I don't have
it. At the disco song.
I have it somewhere, but I'm just going to play Hey Brother, even though you're my sister. Not really, but Sister by Another Mother.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about automotive news. And, yeah, I already missed my mom. We'll be right back.
The sky comes falling down. Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, you're listening to The Drive all across America. The Drive with Alan Taylor, that's me, and BJ Colleen, the voice of reason in my automotive world, mostly in all of my world. She straightens me out all the time. Knock it off, Alan. The automotive news desk. Lots of news and information comes from BJ Colleen, and thank you for doing that for me, by the way, for us.
Yeah. It's my pleasure. I do want to talk about something that, you know, we talk about people going on vacations and doing things, and we know that people are a lot more active now, and a lot of people's vacations and a lot of experiences are now what they call experiential. People aren't happy just going to Summer Beach. They want to do things. They want to do things that involve sports and everything else. And, you know, you've seen it in the way they have these rooms that you can, like, work your way out of with puzzles and things, whatever they call those escape rooms. And, you know, the Ford Bronco is doing Bronco off-roadio adventures for people. And a friend of mine named Mark Correa, who I have known for over 30 years when I was at Motorcyclist and he was at Dirt Rider, one of the best motorcycle riders, off-road riders I've ever seen, and a great photographer and a good writer. He and a group of friends and somebody named Ken Fott, I think you know Ken Fott. I think he kind of started some of the pole position racetracks across the country. But he and Mark and about 8 other people have started something called Speed and Sport Adventures. And it's actually kind of cool. It's called the Ultimate Luxury Dual Sport Adventure. Wow. And it's a 3-day, 4-night tour. And they're going to have their first one August 22nd to 26th in Park City, Utah. Ooh. And basically what this adventure is, it's not cheap. Let's put it this way. It's about $9,800, $9,850 per person plus tax. It is a high-end off-road tour that includes a ton of luxuries. So you can rent a KTM 500 sport bike. You get a private bedroom in an amazing, unique location. It's a you know, a five-star place. All your meals, all your fuel. They'll wash your bike for you. All your riding gear. You get all that.
Wait a minute. So you mean they'll wash your butt for you? Is that what you said?
No, your bike.
Oh, I was going to say, because, man, that is, we're talking about, that is some really good treatment if they'll wash you down there, you know? That's amazing.
Well, I guess if you ask, there might be somebody that can do it.
It's like coming to America all over again. That movie, remember the Royal Washers?
It's pretty cool, though, because, like, they're going to ride from 7 to 9 hours the first day and 4 to 5 the next, and again, another 7-9 hour day. So you have to like, you know, off-road dirt bike riding, motorcycle riding. But they're going to have some really cool things for you to do. You know, the only thing you really have to bring is your gear and your helmet if you want to do that. But, you know, there's going to be helicopter rides, and it's going to be like a 5-star, top-of-the-line VIP experience. That's actually really cool. And if you want to check it out, go to speedandsportadventures.com. And they tell you all about the tour, and they've got a FAQ, you know, frequently asked questions. You can book through the site. You can ask questions. But I know Mark, and I know Ken, and I know these are guys that know what they're doing. And in addition, they're going to have, that they said, a guest who is a well-known celebrity guest that they're going to announce that's going to be at the event, too. So it could be just about anybody. It's going to be fun to see who they pick. But everybody's about experiences, and this really is the ultimate experience. I'm sure that you're going to get tips and tricks on how to ride off-road better, and I'm sure Mark and somebody will be taking great photos of you. So it really is, if you're looking for the ultimate dirt bike motorcycle adventure, this is the place to go. So again, and I love promoting it because Mark is just one of the nicest people in the world. Speed and Sport Adventures. And again, speedandsportadventures.com. So thanks for letting me give that plug, Alan. But I think it's going to be an absolute blast if somebody wants to attend.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, Disneyland just made the announcement last week that no getting excited, California Disneyland, no getting excited if you're going to take the Matterhorn ride. You cannot scream and yell. You just have to take that ride quietly. So,
I didn't see that.
Oh, what? That was in the news on Friday. When was it? Last Friday? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, look that one up. I mean, listen, this is what I heard, so I'm just passing it along. But let me tell you, I got to say that these off-roading events, when they're like the full service, you know, you got the bike washer, you got the rear end washer, evidently. I mean, where are you going to find that in this world?
I didn't know about Disney. You're going to have to fill me in on that one.
Oh, that's what they said, because, you know, if you yell and scream, even if it's in happiness, you're spreading the virus. So I don't know. I think I'm better off in Park City with these guys having some fun, you know, and I all I can say is, if you got the money, if you got the do-re-mi, me the cabbage, go have some fun, America. We'll be right back.
I agree.
Stay with us. Bye, bye, bye.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real-world reviews. Find us online at thedrivewithalantaylor.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
And BJ Colleen joining us. Our show is brought to you in part by AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search. If you're looking for a car, you know, check out this search engine, because they will search car sites like Carvana, Auto Trader, eBay Motors, True Car, Cars and Bids, and even Craigslist for the car of your dreams. All the cars, one search, AutoTempest.com. Okay, so BJ Colleen joining us. And she didn't really want to believe the thing about Disneyland because she's from California and evidently found the story. Yes, I was telling the truth, wasn't I?
I have to go there just to hear how quiet it is. You know, Disneyland is about kids having fun,
right,
and shouting and screaming. And they actually said they're including guidance against activities like shouting and singing. I mean... What are you going there for? It's going to be like a bunch of zombies walking around the park where you can't shout, you can't sing, you can't talk.
I know.
So what's the parade? Going to be a silent parade?
It's insane. Like I said, I asked my mom to reserve me a seat on the bus when the bus comes by to take her to heaven. So I'm thinking pretty soon here I'm going to be checking out, because this world is getting crazier by the minute. I don't know.
I know my punishment will happen and we'll all go at the same time.
Right. My punishment is to stay here and just live it out.
I may not be going with you anyway. I might be going the other direction.
No, you are not. You are not. Oh, my God.
One never knows.
I know. Well, so there you go. If you want to go to Disneyland in California, well, there you go.
Sew your mouth shut. Yeah.
You ain't going to be able to say. Yeah, I guess you can. you can go home, and then when you get outside the gates, you could just start wailing and laughing, and, but not inside Disneyland. But that's why those adventure tours are so good, because they're not corporate controlled in that way. You know what I mean?
Yep. And yep. That's outside. You can scream all you want. I'm sure it. Mark and Ken and everybody else would love you to scream on the adventure.
And even, you know, people are doing a lot. I don't know if you noticed or not, but talking about the news, the RV sales are through the roof. And I have a friend who owns a huge RV dealership. I mean, huge, as Donald Trump used to say. And he cannot get RVs. He's doing everything he can. He goes, I go to the RV auctions, and they sell for more than I would even sell them for retail. And that's what they're bringing wholesale. He says it's insane. The reason why, people don't want to be clamped down. They want to go out and experience life and be out in nature, on the lakes and walking on trails and being chased by a big Brahma bull or whatever you're going to do. I mean, whatever turns you on, right? So I think that these Disneyland parks and things like this with all these stupid rules, it's going to be the death of them, sadly.
Not only that, but the pricing is just getting ridiculous too. But, you know, it's people, you're right. They've been trapped inside. They want to go outside. They're rediscovering nature. Yep. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So that's a plus.
I said that to my wife. I said, let's rediscover nature. She said, put your clothes back on, you idiot. We were at Home Depot.
That's the wrong way.
That's right. Anyway, all right. What do you got? About 3.5 minutes of news, but go for it.
Okay. Well, you know, it's always one of our favorite things to bash Tesla, and so I have no problem doing that, because National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, everybody knows as NHTSA, has opened 27 investigations into the crash of Tesla vehicles.
Oh boy.
23 of which remain active, and at least 3 occurred in recent weeks.
Oh boy.
So they're saying that some of it has to do with the autopilot and some of it doesn't have to do with the autopilot. Mm. So it's going to be interesting to see, because if Tesla has to issue any kind of recall or any kind of setback, I'd love to see what it's going to do to their bottom line, because we already know that in the J.D. Power survey, they are at the bottom of every single list, whether it's vehicle dependability or, you know, sales satisfaction, whatever it is. They're just not high, but people just keep buying these vehicles. They're all drinking the Kool-Aid, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
It's going to see what happens when they investigate these crashes. I mean, there are some serious crashes, too.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Tesla today for America is the modern day what used to be Jaguar. In other words, people love the designs of the Jaguars, even though they had, you know, Electric by Lucas, which, you know, Lucas is the Prince of Darkness, so they had so many electrical problems. They were leakers. They would leak all over the place. They were expensive to work on. They were expensive all the way around, and it's the modern day Jaguar. Now, today's Jaguars are great, right, as they end their run of making internal combustion engines to make all electric vehicles. So, you know, it's an odd thing, but they buy it because it's a boutique car company. They feel like they're buying a handmade hat or handmade gloves. Do they fit as good as the ones that, you know, you can buy, you know, kind of over the counter anywhere? Maybe not, but they're handmade. You know what I'm saying? You pay extra for them, and sometimes it's not as good. You know, but it's a mental thing, but anyway.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
All right. What else you got?
A couple things. The Genesis GV80, you know, the vehicle that was involved with the Tiger crash, just earned a top safety pick plus award from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Wow. So that's good news for Genesis and for everybody who owns one. And we'll see. We still don't know the outcome of what happened with Tiger's crash, but I'm sure once the time comes, we will announce it. And other little piece of news, the Kia Stinger. We know the Stinger. We love the GT. They just bumped it up to 300 horsepower. Mm. Oh, my goodness. 0-60 in 5.2 seconds in all-wheel drive and no penalty in fuel economy. Wow. So, you know, Kia and Hyundai are doing things right with the Genesis, with this new Kia Stinger bump in horsepower. Nothing but good news.
Here's some Elvis. Little sister. My little sister, BJ Colleen. I love her. Love her, love her. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Appreciate it. We'll take a little break and come back with more. And just can't get enough of the automotive news desk girl named BJ Colleen. We'll be right back.
Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
So I'm talking to my buddy Carl Brower there in the commercial break, and man, he is dropping the F-bomb like nobody's business. I'm like, what are you doing? We're talking Ford, by the way. Ford, that's the F-bomb. At least that's when it comes to the Tesla fans, because the Tesla fanboys are, they're geeking out and getting pissed off and angry about this Mustang Mach-E. See, Carl, you thought I was gonna out you there on your language. So what is going on with this social media dust up between Mustang Mach-E and the Tesla fanboys? What's going on there?
In Tesla's world, Ford is the F-bomb.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, right, I know. Oh, yes, it is. Yep.
So it's just fascinating, right? You've got this guy named Ross Gerber who has taken this kind of very, elitist, superiority complex type attitude about the Mustang Mach-E, saying that it doesn't really compete with the Model Y or Teslas in general. And, oh, by the way, I might have forgotten to mention this, Alan. He's a major Tesla-like financial backer and investor and all this kind of stuff.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
But not that his opinion would be slanted for any reason.
Right.
But he goes on Twitter and he starts kind of tearing into the Mustang Mach-E. And I thought it was hilarious because less than a few days before this happened, I'd been seeing all these reports about how the Mach-E is starting to gobble up Model Y market share, that people who watch the market and are looking at car sale trends and specific make model trends are seeing Model Ys losing sales to Mach-Es. And of course, it makes sense, as every time I talk about the Mach-E over the last 6 months, driving it, looking at it, playing with it, I've been saying to people, boy, this thing couldn't be any more clearly targeted to Model Y. And so I knew that from the beginning. Anyone who, and then this was not like some secret thing I uncovered, anyone with any sense of, observation and wants to go look at some specs would know, okay, Ford was like crosshairs. Hey, where's the Model Y? Okay, let's go ahead and put some crosshairs around that. Here we go. Start making an electric SUV. So that's not anything new or revolutionary, but apparently, like I always say, me thinks the doth protest too much. If Ross Gerber and the Teslarati, as they're called, all the Tesla fans, weren't worried about the Mach-E, guess what? They wouldn't say a thing about the Mach-E. The fact that they're screaming about how the Mach-E doesn't compete with the Model Y is pretty indicative of, oh, so you guys are really frightened about the Mach-E, aren't you? Okay, I gotcha. So that's been on social media. The Detroit Free Press did a story. They interviewed me about it, and I had to tell the author, I said, are you sure you want to open this Pandora's box? Because look, it's not like I'm not at all super anti-Tesla. I give them all the credit they deserve for changing the industry and everything. But I'm also not super pro-Tesla. And, some would say there's kind of a dark Lord of the Sith thing going on there with a certain amount of Tesla people, meaning you're either for us or against us. You're either with me or against me. And it's like, or maybe I'm just an analyst who's been around a long time and I'm analyzing you and I'm analyzing the Mach-E and everyone else all the time. And I'm always seeing what's going on at this moment without deciding on any long-term permanent alliances.
Right.
So yeah, it's been fun to watch the dust up, but the bottom line is the Mach-E is stealing Model Y sales from Tesla. Ford is looking very successful with this car, and the Tesla people don't like it.
It's funny. I'm just sitting here while you're talking, thinking about this loyalty thing. I have Subaru as a sponsor. I have Dodge as a sponsor, Shell, Craftsman Tools, Brembo Brakes, this autotempest.com website that is great. And, I have these interesting, sponsors. Now, do I own a Dodge? Yeah. I own a Dodge Dakota, a 2001 Dodge Dakota. I own a 79 Dodge 250 Camper Special four-wheel drive, right? 1979. I don't have a Subaru right now at all. I have a BMW 3 Series convertible. I have a 2002 Ford Thunderbird. I've got a 90s Jeep Wrangler. I got a 2021 Nissan Rogue. I got a 2015 Fiat 500. I've got a 2020 Toyota Supra. I got a 2002 Jaguar. I've got a 1974 Blazer Chevy. I've got a two Chevy Suburbans, a 97 and an 87. I've got a 2012 Raptor Ford. I've got a 1978 F-350 pickup truck. So I think predominantly I own a lot of Fords in here, right? But what an eclectic group of cars I have, from Fiat Italian cars, Jaguar British, Toyota Japanese, Nissan Japanese, Ford, the BMW German car, bunch of, you know, General Motors and Ford and Dodge. And I think to myself, you know, I think you and I, we get to do this fun job. And when somebody talks about, well, if you're sponsored by somebody, they've bought and paid for you. Well, let me tell you, I have owned a lot of cars. And it wasn't until about, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 10 years ago, that I had ever thought I would own a Dodge in my life, right? And then when they came out with, you know, Challengers, and then when they started really making, you know, the 700 horsepower, and I'm like, whoa, now that's cool. And then, you know, they just kept going. I thought, you got my attention, right? So I buy the cars I love. And then those vehicles and those models and those brands, if they come to me and they want to spend money with me, I'm okay with that. But the prerequisite, Carl, is that I got to love them and trust them. And I make sure that these companies I work with, I love them and trust them way before I ever let them spend any money on this radio show. And I got to tell you, I could have made a lot more money. I was watching a thing about Huey Lewis in the news. Do you know that Huey Lewis, I don't know how old he is now, but he's in rough shape. He can't even hear. He's got problems with hearing. He was offered as an artist for Huey Lewis in the news to be on a Coca-Cola commercial, which Michael Jackson ended up getting the gig, but he turned it down because he did not want corporate America to dictate what he loved to do, play music. He said, nope, not going to do
nice.
It. Right. And he looked back and he said, well, that was a mistake. That's because I was an idiot. Right. But because later in life, you look, but the purest in him said no. Now, as you go through life and you become more business savvy, you can figure out ways to do things like that where you say to them in the deal, it's the art of the deal. You say to them, here's the deal. I'll do this with you, but I got to be able to say whatever I want. And that's what I have with my sponsors. I don't say anything. They don't ask me to say anything, and neither do you when you're on this. We both own Dodges. We both love our Dodges. And you know what? The same thing goes if I own a Subaru while I own it, I love it. And if I sell it, it's because probably I sold it to somebody that I loved and I wanted them to have a good car. And I don't get rid of cars because they're junk. I get rid of cars because people love what I love. And I love a lot of my cars. But right now, look at that list of cars I have, Carl. I'm a lunatic. Who has all those cars? Me.
Well, I love it, and I love the eclecticness and all. And we won't go through my list because we're probably coming up on a break.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Very, we're not going to let similar. You. Go ahead.
It's a similar list. I've owned everything, from Saabs to Kias to the Mopars to Fords, you know, one or two Fords in my life that I've spent a dime or two on those, as you know. So, I've been all over the map myself, and I appreciate it. I'm so glad I have.
Well, and both of us have, and it has afforded us to have cars like you have a Ford GT, probably one of the coolest cars on planet Earth. God bless you. We're going to take a break. I know you want to talk also about a car rally coming up at the end of April, so we'll do that. You're listening to The Drive, 100% authentic, and if they don't like it, they can just...
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Well, you're listening to The Drive, and our show is brought to you in part by Brembo Brakes, the choice of champions. That's all I got to say right there. And it is the choice of champions. Carl Brower is here. He is an automotive industry analyst. He contributes to Forbes Autos. He's North American Car and Truck of the Year, juror and board member, executive analyst at iccars.com. And they're the ones that have this fastest selling car report. By the way, I neglected to tell you about the Range Rover, Carl, that I own that used to belong to Patrick Swayze. Yes, I bought it from Patrick Swayze before he died. And I have a Kubota tractor. So I have a very eclectic group. And I'm sure if I go out there, I'm going to find other vehicles I completely forgot about. I've got a forklift out in the backfield. I think it's a Clark. What else is back? Oh, I got a Chevy van back there. It's been back there for 12 years. What else did I push to the back of the property? Anyway, all right, let's talk about the fastest. Those are the slowest selling cars. The fastest selling cars report is out, iccars.com. Yeah. Tell me about this. What do you got?
So it's cool. We do this now every month. You know, we've been able to always kind of see which cars are selling fastest or slowest. And we decided recently, it's like, well, you know, why don't we expand this? And we would do this every once in a while. We'd do a little report. Oh, these are selling. It's like, why don't we do this monthly? Because it changes pretty much every month. And it's kind of like a stock ticker. We can start letting consumers and anyone who's just a car fan, industry fan, start seeing what's the hot car for the month of February versus January. And then we'll have it for March and we'll have it for April. We'll just kind of keep doing that. So we have our second one out now. So now we've got January and February to compare. And it's been kind of cool because, for instance, the fastest selling car, new car, both months was the Chevrolet Corvette.
Really?
Now, Alan, wow. You know, yeah. Wow. And you know that, first of all, the Corvette just got redesigned. It's now a mid-engine, very advanced car. It's very kind of exotic, really, the design. And yet it starts at a very low price, and you get a lot of bang for your buck, even more than you usually get with Corvettes, which have always had good bang for their performance buck.
Right.
But it's also had some challenges. You know, there was a strike right before the end of last year, before the end of 2019, when they were starting to make it. So that slowed down production. Then we got into 2020 and something else. Didn't something happen last year that caused, what was that? Something happened in 2020 that caused. So there's been all these challenges to just producing the new Corvette. There's been something kind of hiccuping it almost everywhere along the way. So the bottom line is there haven't been nearly as many out there as I think GM would have liked to. So the few that do get out there, they're off dealing a lot quickly. The average days to sell is 13.1 days.
Wow.
It lasts about 13 days on a dealer lot from when they land to when they're gone. And just so you know, the industry average is usually between 30 and 60 days. Wow. Every car is faster selling right now because that's why car prices are up, because demand's higher than supply. So all the cars are selling a little faster. But number one in January and February was the Corvette. And we thought that was kind of cool. And then on the used side for the month of February was the Mercedes-Benz G-Class. And, you know, when you got the Corvette as the fastest selling new car and the Mercedes-Benz G-Class is the fastest selling used car, which, by the way, average price, too, for the Corvette, $86,581. The Mercedes-Benz G-Class, $140,921.
So the G-Class is the G-Wagon, basically. We would call it a G-Wagon.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the biggest, most expensive, some would say the most silly, you know, least necessary Mercedes SUV they make.
Right.
Which I think is kind of a real statement on the larger picture of where the economy is right now, right? We know there's a lot of people struggling. Clearly, when you look at these fastest new and used car sales, this is representing the categories of people and the types of people buying the types of cars who are not particularly, they're still okay. They can still buy a car, and not just a car, but an $86,000 Corvette or $140,000 G-Wagon. And real quick, not to think that every car on here is a crazy car, the second fastest selling new car was the Lexus IS350 with an average price of $48,000. And the second fastest selling used car was the Hyundai Palisade at $39,952. Wow. And by the way, the Palisade's brand new, so there's barely any used ones out there. So
I know, right?
The list isn't just about silly expensive cars, but we're doing it every month. It's a great data point. It's a great kind of way for consumers who might be thinking about which cars to buy. These are probably going to be the cars that are very hard to negotiate on because they're selling so quickly. But if you want one, you at least know what your price are going to pay and kind of where they are in the ranking of how quickly they're selling.
All right. So the fastest selling cars report, iccars.com. It's I-S-E-E cars.com. Carl, it's funny because as I was thinking about the backfield, I thought, what else is back there? One of my three boats. There's a Bayliner back there. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got to get that. There's an El Camino, 72 El Camino. Forgot about that. And then, but I thought, well, what else is there? Out of sight, out of mind. How about the 2020 Mustang GT500 that's sitting at Shelby that I bought in August last year and have not even seen the car yet, but I get to see it next month when I finally go pick it up and have it a special edition package.
So, you know, Alan, you're the only one I know who could forget in their fleet of cars that they have a GT500, a brand new one.
I know. But you know what? I purposely take my mind off of it. I've been telling the folks at Shelby American, I'll wait my turn. We're doing a 1 of 100 special edition, Carroll Shelby special edition packages on this car. Gonna be awesome. Don't go anywhere. It is The yep. Drive. More with Carl Brower after this. Really got the bag, though, but though I thought I told you not to go outside. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And our show brought to you in part by Dodge Domestic, not domesticated. Carl Brower, when he bought his, grew hair all over his body and had to go in to get a hair reduction. And it was a crazy looking thing. It's on the Facebook. You can go look at it on YouTube and stuff. Manly hair reduction program after you buy the Dodge Demon. Yeah, I don't know what Dodge is going to say about that, but I'm not going to worry. It's like there's things in life you do that grow hair.
People think of Dodge Demons as, I think, big, giant, hairy beasts.
That's exactly right. Okay, so let's see. I had forgotten about three of those cars, which is hilarious, a Range Rover, an El Camino, and a 2020 Mustang. That is kind of funny. I don't know how that happened, but I think what happens is when you have 3 acres, you put them back there and you hope the berry bushes grow over them. I also forgot about a motorhome. Like I said, I got 3 boats. At 60 years old, I don't know why my wife doesn't stop me, but don't say anything. Don't say anything, okay? Anyway.
Don't give her any ideas.
That's right. Let's real quick talk about Lincoln. I know you drove the Nautilus, which is a wonderful machine, and it seems like you wrote a story for this, in Forbes?
Yep. I wrote a story for Forbes after experiencing the car. And it was just really interesting because, you know, the Nautilus was the MKX in its previous iteration, but Lincoln, thankfully, went back to real names for all their models versus the South Numeric thing that all the American car companies are trying to be European luxury car companies right. doing that. And they shouldn't be doing that anymore. Not that there's any that are still doing it and shouldn't be doing it anymore. Cadillac.
Oh,
so I'm glad to see that Lincoln has not only found its way back to real names for their models, but really found their footing in terms of like their approach to luxury. I mean, the interior of the Continental started it back in 15 when they showed the concept car. And then of course the Navigator with its redesign was just a gorgeous interior plus a gorgeous exterior.
Yeah.
And now all their cars have been kind of transformed into the modern day Lincoln. And then Nautilus was the last one that needed its interior upgraded. And it really did get a beautiful upgrade with a big giant 13.2-inch central display screen, the largest one in the lineup. It's actually the biggest display screen inside the Lincoln line right now because it's the newest vehicle interior redesign. So other cars will start to get those in the Lincoln lineup soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, attractive exterior, beautiful interior, super comfortable seats. They got these 22 power adjustable seats, 22 adjustments these seats will do, plus the whole massage feature. And
I was going to say, you said 22 adjustable seats. What are they? The Nautilus is like a small school bus, evidently, with 22 seats. No, but, and let me just set the pace here. The Navigator is the big one. That's the Papa Bear. The Aviator is the medium-sized one. That's the Mama Bear. And the Nautilus is the small luxury sport utility, or what are they going to call it? What would you call this?
Yeah, crossover. Luxury crossover, yeah. Sport utility, two row. And then the smallest one is the Corsair.
Right.
So it goes Corsair, Nautilus, Aviator, Navigator from small to big. So the Nautilus is like right there in the middle, Nice two-row SUV. Does have a similar chassis and starts kind of similar with the Ford Edge. So dimensionally, if you know what the Ford Edge is like, it's kind of similar.
How much money? How much money?
Really though? A beautiful car.
I saw one of these when we were looking, and I thought it was like 50 or 60 grand.
Well, so they start in like the 40s, but we had a black label one, as they tend to do with the automakers. They like to give us journalists like the top end, no holds barred version. So our black label one was like $68,000, but it had like everything. Had a crazy Revell, you know, audio system, you know, 19 speaker Revell audio, one of the best audio systems I've ever heard. And, you know, all sorts of the driver assist stuff with the lane centering and the cruise control, smart cruise control and everything. And just beautiful. Flight blue, which I love. You know me, I'm a big fan of blue as a general shade. And this kind of dark, almost a teal kind of dark blue color for the exterior, really pretty. And then the interior had white, you know, black and white contrast seats and leather and everything. So just a pretty car, a pretty good reflection of where Lincoln is today. So.
Well, I know you want to talk about this this thing you're going to do at the end of April, which we'll have to do another time because we have plenty of time if people want to, you know, get involved or whatever, being it's only the end of March here. So we'll do that another time. Mm-hmm. And because as the clock is running out, I've got another hour worth of programming. By the way, everybody, in the next hour, you're going to have a chance to learn how to win a car from a guy that I'm going to have on the show, Mod to Fame. He is doing something. What did we call that? It was the Stimmy Hemi, because he's going to buy a car with his stimulus check. And that's what they did, and they've put something together. And you'll have a chance maybe to buy it. And then also, Brian Moody says to say hi to you, Carl, from Auto Trader. He's going to be on. And so I've done that now on the air, Carl Brower. You can find the story, by the way, on the Lincoln Nautilus at Forbes Autos. And also the information for the fastest selling car report at iccars.com. Carl, thank you, sir.
Hey, great being on with you, Alan. Looking forward to our next time. Love talking cars.
Very good. We've got an hour to go. Stay with us.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Man, the weather is so nice. I don't know where you're living right now, but spring has sprung. I'm just so happy. I've been locked up with the COVID and the weather of winter, and now the cherry blossoms are coming out, and I just feel that I can get my cars out of hibernation. I've got a rack in one of my shops that has a 2002 T-Bird up on top, and then right below that is a BMW 3 Series convertible, and these convertibles pretty much live the winter in the shop. And then in the other bay of my shop is a 73 Chevy Blazer full convertible. I didn't even put the top on it. I left the top off outside because it's warm, tucked away in its lair for the winter. Anyway, so my first guest on the show of this hour is a guy who shares something with me, which is he is one of the Team Auto Tempest. I guess I could say that. Auto Tempest is one of our new sponsors. I am very, very selective of my sponsors. You guys know, you don't hear snake oil on this show. If it's oil, it's Penn's oil. If it's, you know, any products, it's something I have checked out personally. I don't want to try and sell anybody garbage. But this Auto Tempest website, all the cars, one search. So if you're looking for something, you go to Auto Tempest, you put it in, and it's going to give you cars from everywhere. We're talking Auto Trader, eBay Motors, True Cars, Carvana, Cars and Bids, even Craigslist. So you don't have to go to all these sites. AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search. Now, they are equally as thoughtful and careful who they run with. And they have just introduced me to one of the hand-selected car guys, car dudes, car people that they work with. Now, the guy's name is Stephen Williams, and his website, you really need to check it out, is mod, M-O-D, the number two, fame.com, modtofame.com, and it's the same Mod to Fame on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And he is doing something that is so cool, and I had a moment to talk with him in the commercial break, and I'm already thinking to myself, well, he's a Dodge man, and I love him. But he's doing something called the Stimmy Hemi. Now, what is that? It's a giveaway. What is the Stimmy? I'm going to let him tell you. Stephen, first of all, what is a Stimmy Hemi? And everybody's going to love this. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Alan. I appreciate you having me on. I need to record that introduction. I'm going to play it everywhere I get. As we all know, the talk of the town everywhere, no matter where you are in the country, is about the stimulus checks.
Yep.
And those checks, at one point, they were talking about $2,000 or excess of that. And I said to myself, you know, if I'm a car person, or maybe I'm not a car person, but I need a car, are there cars cheap enough that I could buy with my stimulus? And lo and behold, I said, not only do I want a car, I want a car with a V8. So therefore, I went on the search, and as a Dodge guy that I am, a Mopar guy that I am, the things that popped up was either going to be a 06 Dodge Charger with the Hemi, or it was going to be the Chrysler 300 with the Hemi. And my search landed me on a 2006 Chrysler 300C with 160,000 miles that had been sitting for quite some time. And what did I do? I took the amount of the stimulus, put a few dollars with it, and that was it. There goes my Stimmy Hemi.
Stimmy Hemi. And so, and now there's a giveaway, right? And it's happening like really soon. And yes. So talk about that. Give me like 1 minute on that, because if you guys want a free car, Stephen Williams is your man at modtofame.com. But real quick, how do they get involved to be able to win this?
Yeah, so I'll give you the rules first and then tell you the story after. The rules are very simple. You visit modtofame.com. A pop-up is going to appear. It's going to say win the Stimmy Hemi. And you're going to just enter your first, your last name. It's going to ask for a cell phone number, and it's going to ask that you opt in for text messages. This allows us to notify you if you've won and your email address. That's it. You enter that information and you're in. But we do ask as a favor. Auto Tempest has been an amazing partner for us and powered this giveaway. We ask that you will visit their Instagram and follow them if you have an Instagram. That's it.
Man. Very easy. All right, let me do this. I'm going to play this one because you are a new brother here. So this is the perfect song for you going into commercial break. Then we're going to come back and learn more about Stephen Williams, you guys. Mod to Fame. He's got the Stimmy Hemi giveaway, the stimulus check. I love this. This is The Drive. Thanks to Auto Tempest for hooking me up with my new friend here. We'll be right back.
The sky comes falling down for you. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Well, when they told me about Stephen Williams and Mod to Fame, I looked him up on the internet. And I started looking at some of these videos, and I thought to myself, this guy is me when I was younger. He just loved cars, and he loved making videos and talking to his buddies about cars. And here he is now. He's closing in on, like, I think you said 180,000 subscribers to Mod to Fame.
That is correct. Oh, I can't believe it myself, to be honest.
That is so awesome. Good for you. So tell the world, how did you get started in this whole thing? Because as far as I'm concerned, watching your videos, you're just a regular guy that all of a sudden this thing just blew up on. And you're like, now you're having to, you know, kind of service the hunger of the brotherhood, you might say. And as Dodge would say, the brotherhood of power, right?
So, yes, that is exactly what it feels like. Right. Because in 2017, January to be exact, that prior year, I watched a ton of YouTube videos and I enjoyed them, but I didn't feel fulfilled. Like, right. There was something missing from all of these videos I was watching.
Right.
And I'm the type of person where if you don't see it, then create it. So I said, okay, well, I'll make videos. So January 2017, I officially launched Mod to Fame, and the first videos were horrible. they were horrible.
That's awesome.
And I figured it out. I mean, I started out with an old GoPro, and everything was just bad about it, but I got better. It took me a full year, my first year, to get my first 10,000 subscribers, and I thought I was the man.
Which, you know what? For the average guy, the workaday Joe that is just, you know, kind of hobbying in his backyard, 10,000 is no slouch. That's fantastic. But you have, like, had meteoric growth in the last 2 years then.
Alan, I thought this was it. Yeah. I was like, I made it. I've arrived. And, you know, I think what people were attracted to is the same thing that they're attracted to today. And that is, yes, I make YouTube videos, but I'm not a YouTuber. YouTubers make videos for the sake of YouTube.
Yeah.
I make videos because I love doing what I do with cars and I want to show it to you.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference, right?
Yep.
So nothing that I do is specifically for YouTube. It's just what I would be doing anyway. And then, you know, over the years, after I begin to realize that it's me that people are coming for, I thought it was, you know, the car. I thought it was maybe the people I hung out with. But then I realized, no, people want to know what you have to say.
Right.
So I drilled in on it. And now you are getting 100% pure, unadulterated Stefan. My silliness, my craziness, my car loving ways. I'm unapologetic about it. I love racing, and if I say I'm going to whoop your behind, then guess what? I'm going to put that on video too.
That's right. But you know what? Listen, and that's what people, I think, you know, I've been doing this radio show for almost 30 years, and I always think to myself, oh, somebody's going to, they're going to shut me down because of how, you know, kind of a lunatic fringe car guy I am and the things I say and whether if I don't like this car or don't like that electric car or whatever. But you know what? And if I love it, oh, man, I gush on it. Because do you own a Demon now, or you did own a Demon before, or what is it?
I've never owned a Demon. The closest I've come to a Demon was I had a 2019 Dodge Challenger Red Eye.
Oh, well, that's right there, man.
It's a baby Demon. Right. It is not a Demon.
I know. I owned a Demon, and believe me, it is a Demon. I will tell you, those cars are, as you know, there is not much you can do in life and have that much thrill that is legal, healthy, and morally correct, if you know what I'm saying. Because just driving these 840 horsepower, I know the Red Eye has, what is it, 800 and?
The Red Eye is 797.
797, yeah.
And then there's a super stock now that's 807.
Oh, my gosh, right. But, I mean, even the Demon, you know, unless you put race fuel in it and reflash it, you're not going to get to 840. But it's just amazing what cars do today. And they're so powerful. And the thrill per dollar that you get out of these machines is astronomical. Let's talk more on the other side of the break. But I did sell my Demon. It was a painful day. It's like I got a divorce from my Demon. I still love it. But anyway, there's more better cars coming out of our friends at Dodge and even the other automakers. It just keeps getting better all the time. So people need us storytellers to tell our stories. We're going to be right back. More with Stefan Williams, mod2fame.com. We'll be right back.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine and 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Well, you're listening to The Drive all across America and around the world because of the interwebs. Our show brought to you in part by AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search. All the fun people you want to connect with, such as my new friend, Stefan Williams, ModToFame.com on the web, ModToFame on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And he's a car-loving fool like me. Can I call you a car-loving fool? You don't get insulted by that, do you?
I'm a car-loving nut.
Okay. And so we were talking about, you know, this website you started. You're blowing it up, which is fantastic. I invite you to come on this show more often now, not because we're kind of brothers in sponsorship stuff with this AutoTempest.com thing, but because I love you, man. I love what you're doing. I love what you stand for. I love your energy, your honesty, your transparency. And I love even just to give the world a taste of what we talked about just in the commercial break. It's like no politics when we're talking cars. Leave politics at the door, because right. It's just, you can be standing next to somebody admiring a beautiful car, and if you start talking politics, you go from loving each other because you're both loving on what you're seeing in front of you with this car and what somebody's done to it, to all of a sudden it's politics. Bleh. You know, it's like, yep. No, I love that about you. I, for the most part, do that too. The problem is the world today is just so, it's on fire with it. You know what I mean? So it's my hat's off to you, and I salute you, the fact that you keep it separate. I try to, too. It's hard. I mean, as you know, yeah, it's hard.
My best advice that I try to give people that are close to me is, if it doesn't affect you and it doesn't change anything in your life, it doesn't matter. So no matter what you feel, think, or very passionate about the way things should be or not be, it's not going to change anything in your life.
Well,
so,
especially if you're at the racetrack, leave it at the racetrack entrance, you know? Okay. Here's a question for you. So I work with Dodge and have for years, and I become very, very, the word intimate is the wrong word, but I become intimately involved in the companies that I work with, because I got to love this stuff if I'm going to tell the world about it, you know, over and over again. And so I become friends with the president of Dodge, and now he's now president of like all the cars under FCA, the car areas. And so I talk to these people at that level. And when I hear what they had to go through to bring out a car like the Demon or even the Red Eye, it was like a Skunk Works thing. They were trying their best to kind of keep it under the wraps and everything. But these are entrepreneurs on the inside of these big car companies, entrepreneur car guys. Tim Kaniskis is who I'm talking about. And I'm going to send this to him. But I love that they have not deviated from us car people with these, you know, I mean, look, they got a new Jeep with a big giant V8 coming out of it, the Wrangler. They've got a new a Grand Wagoneer. It's going to have a big engine in it. It's like everybody is zigging and they zagged, right?
Yes.
And I love that. So what is it you love about Dodge? Because you're a Dodge Mopar guy. What is your game there?
I fell in love with the unapologetic, it is what it is,
yep,
type of product. Whereas everyone is efficiency, electric, grass-fed. Dodge is just like, yeah, throw more power. That's the answer to everything. More power. And I love that. I love that sledgehammer approach, yep, to even the most finest of. But the thing is, that's the appearance, right? Right. But in all actuality, when you think about it, there is a lot of fine engineering that goes into having a 700 or 800 horsepower car,
yep,
that you can drive every day.
Yep.
10 years ago, if you had 700 horsepower, your car was undrivable on the street.
Right, not even street legal, right.
it would buck, surge, right. Everything. So it is a lot of fine engineering, but the messaging is sledgehammer.
Yep.
And I love it.
I love it too. All right, back to the Stimmy Hemi, the stimulus check Hemi giveaway. He's doing it with Auto Tempest. And you guys, if you go to his website, M-O-D, mod, mod, the number two, and then the word fame, mod2fame.com, you can enter to win this car. Go look at it. There's videos. Go check out Stephen Williams, who is on the East Coast. So you and I are like on, I'm on the left coast. You're on the East Coast. And we're worlds apart, but kindred spirits we are. And I absolutely love that about you. You're a... You know, one more question. What were you doing before all this? I'm just curious.
Man, my story is interesting, man. I'm not that old. I'm still in my 30s, but I've had a lot of life experience. I started my life selling cars. I was 19 years old.
That's great.
That was my first real job. And I've been in the car business ever since. Today, I actually work for one of the manufacturers as a bank rep. That's my day job. I stayed in the business my whole life because I'm a car loving nut.
Yep.
So everything I do is related to cars, even my day job.
I love
it. The food I put on my table comes from the car business.
I love it. Stephen Williams, mod2fame.com. My kindred spirit, both sponsored by Auto Tempest. One search is all it takes, everybody. One search. Their slogan, all the cars, one search. Make your life simple if you're looking for a car. If you want to have some fun, visit his website, mod2fame.com. Facebook, Mod to Fame. Twitter, Mod to Fame. Instagram, Mod to Fame. Meet this new buddy of mine. Stephen, thank you. We'll be talking more often. How's that?
Yes, sir. I love it.
You're my new Ferris Bueller's Day Off. How's that? I'm playing. Oh, yeah. All right.
Perfect track.
We'll take a little break and come back with more. This is The Drive. Thanks to Auto Tempest for putting me and Stephen together. We'll be right back. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Subaru and the new Outback. Go where love takes you. Speaking of the Outback, Brian Moody is here. We're not going to talk about it yet, Brian, but I know you've got a story about a special Outback from Subaru. Some inside information. But before we do, because we just got done talking.
I thought you were going to send me to the Outback, and you're going to say I was live from the Outback. That's
well,
what I thought was going to happen.
We could do that, but or maybe the wilderness or something like that. But we'll talk about that in another segment here. So after we got done talking to my last guest, Stephen Williams, who is got the Stimmy Hemi giveaway, where he used his stimulus check, put a little extra money with it, and he's got a whole giveaway thing going on. You over at autotrader.com, you executive editor, you guys have
That's
right
me.
Now, for those who have maybe a little money extra because of the stimulus checks they've been getting, 10 best used vehicles under $10,000. I like it. Let's go.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And also keep this in mind. Stimulus check, sure, but also the average tax refund for people, state by state, is around $3,000. So somewhere between $2,300 and $3,100. So that might be money you can add on top of that if you want to make a little bit of a loan.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have a super low payment. But these are the cars that we think are good used cars. These are the 10 best used cars under 10 grand. And some of them on here I think are actually quite good.
Good.
We'll start with – these aren't in order of preference. These are just in alphabetical order because they're all kind of – how could you tell? One would have high miles, one would have low miles. What
right,
do you know?
Right.
But we'll start alphabetically with the 2010 to 2013 Buick LaCrosse. This is a big luxury sedan, great value, not thrilling to drive, maybe, but a nice, comfortable, roomy luxury car, smooth and quiet,
right,
like what you want from Buick.
Yep.
The 2011 to 2015 Chevrolet Cruze. So this will be, you know, you should get decent miles on this given the size and price of the car when it was new.
Right.
In 2011, it was introduced. Should have nice features, good looking, pleasant ride. That's a good commuter car if you have to go to work every day still.
Yeah.
Number three, 2011 to 2014 Chrysler 300. Again, big, full-size, rear-wheel drive, luxury sedan. Probably the V6 is what you're going to get for under 10 grand, but still it's a nice car.
Yep.
Here's my favorite. Under 10 grand, you can get a Mustang. And the update for the Mustang was in the 2011 model year, so most Mustangs you're going to find for under 10 are going to be V6s. But remember, by that time, the V6 was making 305 horsepower. So this is nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
Go back a few years and you might be able to get a GT. On the opposite end of the spectrum, more practical, 2013 to 2015 Honda Accord. It's just, you know, reliable, holds its value. You know what you're getting.
Right.
A little bit of fun, Mazda Miata, 2009 to 2015 Mazda MX Miata. This is the NC generation, which you should be able to get that. Nice little car. It's convertible, of course. It's not fast necessarily like, say, a V8 Mustang might be, but it's quick and fun, and for under 10 grand, what a great car that is.
Totally. All right, let me stop you now because you got, now that's six. We got four more.
Yep.
How you're able to gather information on this, obviously, is you can data mine through autotrader.com, and you guys are coming up with what these vehicles are selling for. So you probably just type in a, you know, a make and model or a dollar amount. How does it work? How do you find these lists?
Yeah, you can just go and you can set your price on AutoTrader. You can set your zip code.
Okay.
And then if you want to set your zip code and then say no, like 100 miles away, 200 miles away, or you can say no limit. You just look at the whole country.
Right.
And then you set your price. And then you can pick other parameters if you want. That's going to limit it. If you pick, you know, manual transmission only, or if you pick hardtop only, or if you pick SUV only, that's going to limit it. But if you just pick your region and set $10,000 or less, the price range, $10,000 to $10,000, let's just say, you're going to get everything that's $10,000 and under. What I advise people to do is set it to $11,000, and then you get everything that, you know, you don't want to miss out something that's like $10,250 because,
right,
you know, what if it was a great car?
Yeah.
And then you just see, like, you can just see, you can go through there and go, oh, there's a lot of things in there. You're like, yeah, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks. But then you come across a Miata, 2014, 2013 Miata for less than 10 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good car.
Well,
that's going to be a lot of fun for not a super big price.
What's interesting is I advertised a car here recently, and I found that, you know, in my local area, the car was not all that popular. I'll tell you what it is, a Fiat 500, a little Abarth. Only 19,000 original miles, my wife's car. I got a call, though, from Seattle, right, which is, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles away, and the person's like a hardcore Seattle kind of small town commuter type thing, but they're hardcore Abarth, which is the sporty version of the Fiat 500.
Right.
They're hardcore enthusiasts, and man, they know everything about this car. And I thought, isn't that great? Because my local town, there's no Fiat dealership. There's not one, you know, for 200 miles away, or maybe 100 miles. Anyway, point is that in my local town, it just doesn't have any panache. But you hit one of these towns where somebody, you know, has a like a 2 mile commute to work. They don't want to drive a big old machine. They want something small, and they're looking for that special edition. And so I got to tell you, this whole thing about setting the unlimited miles really can be a game changer. People will go a long way to buy the cars they want. All right, back to your list. We ended with Miata. What's next?
Number seven, 2013 to 2015 Nissan Altima. So this is just a practical everyday car.
Right.
They're good looking, but there's nothing, you know, this isn't going to surprise anybody. It's a good car for a reasonable price.
Yep.
We also have the 2010 to 2012 Subaru Outback. That's a good one if you do skiing, off-roading, camping, that kind of stuff. So this is the generation prior to the current one. Still, you know, decent car, good all-wheel drive. And then if you're a super commuter, 2012 to 2015 Toyota Prius.
Mm.
Remember, this car will get about 51 miles per gallon, a little bit less on the highway because these hybrids get the best fuel economy when they're going slow. So if you have a hybrid and you're stuck in traffic, you should be thankful. You don't want to go fast.
That's right.
Come on now.
True story.
The last one is my favorite on the list, number 10. This is in alphabetical order. 2010 to 2014 VW Golf. Super fun car, nice interior, good looking, everyday practicality, but, you know, fun and sporty.
Yeah, no, good. And good cars. All these are good. I think that, boy, you really have a eclectic mix from that Buick LaCrosse, which is a big luxury sedan. Mustangs, Mazda Miata, Altima, Outback, Prius, Golf. I mean, you guys put together a good list, and these are all relatively new cars, which should have plenty of life left.
Right.
You can find this list, 10 best used cars under $10,000 at autotrader.com. And I was going to say, they just dropped off a new Chrysler Pacifica hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and the guy plugs it in.
Cool.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm not going to like this. I drove it for just one day, and I was thinking, you know, I can tell when the engine turns on, but pretty much around town, the engine never turned on. I was using, you know, 110 right. electricity from my
That's
office.
Electricity.
Right. Yeah. I think it's brilliant. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back and talk about... I think we should let them in on the secret about Subaru and the Outback, a special edition. Coming back, we're going to tell you. Brian's got the inside scoop from autotrader.com. Stay with us.
Help me get things right.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, this song is by the All-American Rejects. Brian Moody and I are both All-American Rejects. And the song is called Dirty Little Secret, and we've got one. Brian has heard a little something through the rumor mill and maybe through the truth mill. But he can only tell so much because there's only so much we know. But Brian, I'd love to have you share it. Our show brought to you by Subaru, but this is not sponsored information. This is coming directly from Brian Moody at Auto Trader. What do you know, Brian?
So we're looking forward to a more off-road friendly, let's say a more off-road aggressive version of the Outback. It might be called the Outback Wilderness.
Mm.
What we think that's going to mean is more aggressive tires, higher ride height, probably some kind of software or hardware upgrades. Like I would guess, and believe me, this part is just guessing. We feel pretty certain that Subaru has said they're going to do it, but here's what we don't know is the details. I think software that would allow you to do more off-roading, software within the all-wheel drive system that would allow a more aggressive type of off-roading, more high-speed off-roading. But also I would expect to see maybe a few skid plates, some suspension like torsional rigidity, maybe some strut bars, that kind of stuff. I think that's coming. And as you know, Subarus can already do quite a bit off-road. Like an Outback is no joke because I've done it where we were up in your neck of the woods one time in these roads where I was like, oh, this car can't make this. And I was surprised. The mud and the sand and everything, they're pretty capable little cars already, and I think this is just going to make it even more so.
I think it's really smart, personally, because there is a group of people in this world that they, you know, extreme lifestyle people. My son comes home the other day, and he goes, check out my new bike, Dad. And he doesn't live with me anymore, but he wanted to come over and show me his new, like, $2,000 mountain bike. I'm like, he goes, Dad, it's worth way more than that. I'm like, what are you getting? I'll go buy a Schwinn down at Kmart for, you know, what it's like the olden days, right? But, I mean, these things have disc brakes, and they got suspension, and I'm like, holy mackerel. But what's funny is that you take your vehicle like a Subaru Outback, you take it off-road and you go to the destination, and then you go up the side of the mountain with your bike maybe strapped to your back or something, and then you come hauling butt down. I mean, it's like amazing what these extreme, you know, I guess you call them extreme lifestyle people do. So it's cool. I think it's a great idea, personally. All right. Well, so as we know more, we'll share that more.
Here's a little something related on the back of that. There's also going to be a new AT4 off-road version of the GMC Terrain. The GMC Terrain is more like a, you know, on-road type of small luxury SUV. But adding the AT4 trim means that you're going to get stuff like skid plate, blacked out trim, maybe beefier tires. It's not going to be a Hummer, but, you know, it's kind of shows that more people are thinking the way your son is, which is, you know, they want to do a little bit more adventurous stuff. They might want to work on the road now. They might want to do their van lifestyle type stuff. And and they want a car or an SUV that can take them away from civilization when that's what they want to do.
Yeah. Well, and I see that a lot more people, including my family members, are not looking so much as going to, you know, Italy or going to the south of France or whatever, you know, these beautiful vacations that we save up for. Friends of ours, even Brian, they've bought travel trailers and motorhomes, and you know, actually two of my friends have bought these Sprinter vans that have been converted into kind of traveling, you know, van motorhome kind of things. I mean, and these are like $150,000 vans, basically. And I thought, you know, wow, but this is the life. We're doing staycations. People are staying in America.
Yeah.
And exploring, you know? I think it's great, personally.
Amazing. So, yeah, that's cool.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to do a little thing on spring car care tips. Now, I used to own a detail shop, and, of course, it was part of my body shop because people would come in, they'd want something done. I go, why don't we make your whole car look brand new while we're fixing the little dent in the fender? And so, and a lot of times it was just me, and I had guys doing it for me. And I've always been a detail guy, and there are tons of tricks. And Brian, I know you know that I hung out with Barry McGuire from McGuire's Car Care Products for 25 years. And I learned a lot of tips from him and his family and his organization as well. And a lot of people think they can just whip out the old turtle wax, which is what a lot of people grew up with, and, you know, wash their car and rub some turtle wax on it. But there's actually a whole lot more to detailing a car. So I'm curious to see what you got, you know, up your sleeve there. You guys can find out more about Brian and what he does, because there's a lot of the stories, like the one we just did, which was 10 best used cars under 10 grand. If you visit autotrader.com, when we come back, we're going to do spring car care tips. I think together we're going to give you some great ideas, things you may not want to do, because guess what? It's more than just wax on, wax off. A lot more. Takes elbow grease too. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, we're talking to my buddy Brian Moody, executive editor at autotrader.com. And the stories that we've been talking about today are the 10 best used car under 10 grand, autotrader.com. Subaru Outback. They've confirmed at least that there will be a more rugged version of the Outback. We're thinking that it's going to be called the Wilderness. There's going to be more on that later when they make the official announcement. And same thing with the GMC Terrain and AT4, a little more off-roady edition. Now it's time to talk about spring car care tips. And we're going to have dueling tips with Brian and Alan. Brian, you go first.
Well, a lot of people haven't been driving their car, right? So yeah. It's been sitting. Hopefully this hasn't been sitting too long. But, you know, start it up every once in a while, even if you're not driving to work every day. Once the weather gets nicer, if your car has been sitting, maybe do a couple of these things. The first one I would go with is check your tire pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, as the weather gets cold and warm and cold and warm like it does in the spring, that can, you know, cause the tire pressure monitors to go crazy. Or maybe you don't even have a pressure monitor. You just got to check it by hand. Either way, check the tire pressure. That's the first thing that's easy to do and makes your car safer.
Yep, absolutely. I'll tell you a quick story. Just drove my dad has an old Jaguar 2004 with 48,000 miles. Hadn't driven it in 2 years. So I got in it, got it running. Battery was dead, of course. First thing I looked at is the tires looked like they were low. I went to the tire place. And the guy put the little pressure gauge on it, and it didn't even lift it off. In other words, it only probably had 5 pounds in it. And the guy laughed. He goes, I don't even know how you drove here. I go, yeah, it was a little sloppy, but we made it, you know. And So, yes, that's 2 years worth. You lose a pound a month of air pressure. So just so you know.
Also, depending on where you live, this is a good one. You might want to check your wiper blades, because if you haven't replaced them in a while and they've just been sitting – they can crack or they don't work as efficiently. And then all of a sudden spring comes and it's just going to pour. I would do that. That's two easy things to do right there.
Yeah, very, very good advice. All right, go for it.
And I would check under the hood, even though you might not be a mechanic, just look and make sure there's nothing like exposed wires, a rat's nest, an animal.
Right.
You left the oil cap off last time, any of those kinds of things. You know, a leak, a leak is easy. Even if you're not mechanically inclined, if you see some colored fluid, green, red, whatever, dripping, well, then you should probably, you know, take it to the mechanic. But at least look. And I would also check the alignment when you drive it. So say you have your tires pressure up and you checked under the hood, all that kind of stuff. I would make sure that it kind of tracks straight and make sure that the rubber, you know, because the rubber and the suspension could go bad. And also, oil change and filter might be a good one, depending on when you last did it. But in addition, there's another filter that you should check, and that is your cabin air filter. So if your car is older than, say, 5 years, and you have allergies or it smells funny, a lot of these cars have a cabin air filter that's easy to check and easy to replace. If you don't want to do it yourself, take it to the dealer or take it to even these Jiffy Lube places. We'll do it. I'm not saying that I recommend going to those places, but you can check it relatively easy. But a lot of people don't even know that the car has a cabin air filter.
Yeah. Well, and another one, too, is, you know, if you've never done it, a lot of people don't, change the fuel filter. And because a lot of these cars, you know, if your fuel filter gets a lot of, you know, these gas stations have sometimes old tanks. But you get a bunch of gunk in there.
Yeah.
It causes the car not to be able to run the way it should. So that's another one, too. And then you're right. I was thinking about water in the battery. There's all kinds of things to check. The other thing is I noticed when I started driving my dad's car, man, the tires were flat. I mean, not flat because they did have air pressure enough to be able to drive it, but it was like bump, 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 bump. They had flat spots.
Yeah.
Right? And so before I even got to the tire place, they actually had warmed up enough to, you know, they weren't bumping near as hard. And then we put proper air pressure in them. It was a little bit of more bump, but as we continued to drive, the bumping went away. So, you know, it's just...
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea to, you know, wash and wax the outside too. Because, you know, spring has pollen and sap and those kinds of things.
Yep. And if you live in the East Coast where they do salt the roads and what have you, you can wax the rocker panels, the lower parts of the where the junk splashes up off the road. Wax it twice. I know it sounds silly, but it really does help. If you got a nice new car, wax it twice, and it just puts that extra layer of protection on there. I learned that from Barry Maguire himself. I've been doing it ever since. Yeah,
I'll write that one down.
There you go. Brian Moody, thank you, sir. Spring car care tips. Do you have that up on Auto Trader too?
That's there. Yep. All right,
good man. Autotrader.com, another one of the great resources we have at our fingertips for car enthusiasts. Thank you, Brian.
Yep, thank you.
See you next time. I'm Alan Taylor. By golly, that's it. See you next week.
think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.